This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
After the hour, it's Thursday, December the 20th. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, everybody. Yes, Merry Christmas. Did it go by quicker than you thought? What about Santa and whether or not your kids talk to Santa Claus? Did you ever sit on Santa Claus's lap, Victoria? Oh, Victoria. I have Victoria on my mind because she's not here today. Her dog passed away, and she has had that dog for 17 years. And as you can imagine, when anybody that you love is taken from you, you sort of are taken back. So she's in a state, as one might expect. So Jennifer Horn is here as usual, along with Kara Schillen, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm Doug Steffen with this overview of the day after Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature is stirring, and we wish it was us. No, I like being out there. Jennifer and I are both in California, and this program it comes to you in real time for those of you who are around the country in what they call morning drive. It's not morning drive in California. Jennifer, after she does this program, does a morning drive program on KRLA in Los Angeles. And so it's, by the time you're there, you're really awake and alive and on it.
Sure.
Most of the time, I find that you're awake and alive and on it. Kara is at the controls and has been there for hours putting things together for us to talk about. And our own experiences help us to talk about what's going on. Certainly the focus on no traffic yesterday. That's one of the things I love about being in Los Angeles on Christmas Day. Nobody.
Barely. So one day of the year that
I mean, nobody is on the road. I went to a CVS for something yesterday, and I spent the morning with Miles and opening up all of his stuff. And he would look at his mother, and he'd look at his father, and he'd look at me. And he'd say, okay, can I get open the next one, Mom? And they've been, because his birthday was on Sunday.
Right.
And he had a bunch of presents from the people that were at the party. And I posted
like he got a train. Is that what Santa brought?
He got the train. That was the Christmas present. Yeah, yesterday was the train day. And so I posted that on Facebook, facebook.com/Doug Steffen. And so one of my friends who's a character, I said, guess who gave what for Christmas? And his response was, oh, Miles gave Gramps a train set for Christmas. And I thought about how opening all those questions, I think maybe that's a great exercise. I wonder how many of you did that. Thought as those who were around you yesterday were opening presents, how many of you went back 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years to when you were a child and thought about the stuff that you opened, and what you still remember, and what you still have, perhaps, from those days. Kara, do you remember, perhaps, the very best or most momentous Christmas or Christmas gift that you ever got? Think about what it was that you still may have, even.
Yeah, there are things that I still have. There are a couple different ones that were important for different reasons. I remember when I was, I don't know, maybe 9 or 10, and I was super into music then. I've always loved music, and I got this big, it's kind of funny now, I got this big CD player with, like, speakers on the side, and I was so excited because I had so many CDs and I could put it in my room and play it without having to borrow my dad's CD player. And I actually still have that in my room. I don't really use it that much anymore because it's like 15 years old. But yeah, that was really exciting. And when I was a smaller child, after my grandfather on my dad's side had already passed away, my grandmother was dating a guy who had kind of become part of the family. And I was still a pretty little kid.
Oh, grandma.
Yeah. I mean, it was nice. I mean, she'd been alone for a couple years, and so it was nice that she had found someone else. They didn't get married or anything, but Everybody liked him a lot. And he hand-carved me a crib for one of my baby dolls. And that was totally unexpected. And I still have that in the closet in my room. It's this beautiful wooden crib. And that was just a really sweet thing from somebody who wasn't actually part of the family, but was obviously trying to be part of it. So, yeah, that was really nice.
Yeah, that's good. All right. Jennifer, Christmas memories of things that you got when you remember getting them. You have anything that stands out?
I probably have told you guys this story before, and it's funny that you brought this up, because we actually did this at our Christmas dinner last night. We went around and talked about most memorable Christmases like that. And because for Jeff's kids, Luke had a pretty spectacular year this year. Santa came, and he was very excited and very grateful by the end of the day. But I think for me, the Christmas that sticks out the most is the year that I woke up, and Santa had walked from the fireplace to the tree. And there were boot marks on the carpeting from the fireplace and back again. And I got this pony that I had wanted. And it's so weird because I was never, like, a pony kid. And it wasn't the My Little Pony. It was called My Pretty Pony. And it had this, like, long mane that you could style and do stuff to. So I got that, and I really wanted it. And then I had wanted something called the Pumpkin Farm, which you would have loved, Doug. It was like this big playset, like a big farm playset, and you could drive the truck around, and as you did, like this playset would do certain things. And it was really cool. But apparently that was the year that Santa's elves were really, like, in a rush trying to make enough of those for all the little boys and girls that wanted them. So I got a letter from Santa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A letter from Santa saying that on my birthday, that, you know, the elves had trouble keeping up with the pumpkin farm. And on my birthday, excuse me, I'd wake up and I would have it. And so sure enough, I kept that letter. And then a couple months later, on my birthday morning, I woke up and Santa had come on my birthday and delivered a pumpkin farm.
Good.
Imagine that. I mean, not many people get Santa out of the North Pole on Christmas.
No.
Outside of Christmas, you know.
It's a tough deal.
So, yes, what you heard is my favorite Christmas involved an IOU.
So, we have those, I think, around. I had I got something for Matthew that I couldn't get right away. It's very interesting when you look. I like to do catalogs, and I don't necessarily like to do online, although I did a few things online. I like to go to the store and actually feel things. And so, or look at things and just see, I don't know, I kind of like the social aspects of going to the, I'm not a shopper, as you all know, and so going to the store, even when it's crazy time, sort of is an educator. It's like going to the movies on Christmas, that kind of stuff. And when I did that, I went to see Star Wars yesterday. I don't know what the critics are talking about, but for me, it delivered every single bit as much as any Star Wars movie ever had. I just don't get what they're all complaining about.
Sometimes when people get too Star Warsy, they get very, I don't know, they're nitpicking. For the rest of us who just go see Star Wars for fun, I don't know, maybe they missed the mark.
I'm not
I may have been the only one, but I thought that the final scenes left open the whatever the next installment might be. It for whatever, even though they say that Daisy Ridley wouldn't be back or any of these other characters, I don't know, it felt like there was an opening there.
Well, I'm sure Disney doesn't want to completely close off the circle.
Not at all.
Of course they want to make more things,
Right, yeah. But I found that the credits included everybody who was in the movie except Harrison Ford. All the old characters were there, they were back again, they were in the movie, but his name wasn't on the credits, which I thought was kind of interesting. One way or the other. I saw that, and I saw a movie called 1917, which is a very, very, it's a true story about a very, it was gritty. It wasn't the same kind of movie as Saving Private Ryan, even though it was pretty guttural. It was pretty, in a lot of scenes I had to close my eyes because I just don't like that stuff. But it was a very good story about war and a story about success. And the theater was filled when I got there. And of course, yesterday, a big day in Los Angeles for the movie houses and the Chinese restaurants.
That's right.
So those who are not celebrating Christmas are all over the place in those two venues. At any rate, so just thinking about the stuff that happens and who it's for, Christmas these days is not maybe for you as much as it might be for your children or your grandchildren. But I'm sure there are some things that you get some things that you wanted. Somebody cares about you enough to follow through on the things that they know you love. My son and daughter-in-law, that sounds, I think, is that the first time I've said that, Jennifer?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember if I've said my daughter-in-law.
I know, I don't think so either. Yeah.
Well, they had prepared one of the most gorgeous, I should show you this, the wedding book, which has just, it captured, they did such a great job, and Brendan looked at me and said, Dad, who do you think did this? And I said, well, I'm sure you had a hand in picking the pictures, and they put in all of the speeches of the people, the mother, the father, Megan. They didn't put my speech in because I didn't write it down. Everybody else's speech was in writing. Mine wasn't.
Oh, so they put, like, the text in.
Yeah. Yeah, it was
wonderful.
Fun. Yeah, it was. And the picture, it was just really a good thing. That's the kind of stuff I love to get for a recruiter. A great picture of me with Miles. You know, stuff like that that are keepsakes. What do I need at this point in my life? I don't need anything. Sometimes you want something.
Hopefully you need a couple of things that are in the box that I got for you.
Yes. And I didn't get a chance to exchange them because we didn't get together on Christmas Eve like I thought we were going to because other plans usurped those plans. But I want to, we'll spend some time maybe over the weekend. And believe it or not.
That's a very sweet gift, though, to put together like a little book from the wedding. That's smart.
Oh, yeah, it was. Yep. So the weekend will be enjoyed as the last weekend of the decade. And I can't help but think, over the next 3 or 4 days, certainly next Monday and Tuesday, we'll spend a lot of time on the air reviewing the events
of
the year.
Can you settle an argument, though, about that? Because I think it's the end of a decade, and so I've been saying that a lot, and I got corrected on Twitter by someone who said, how do you start counting? Do you start counting with zero or with one, that the actual beginning of the decade will happen next year, not this year?
Well, think about 1999 and how everyone lost their mind.
That's right. Kara's right. Had that same argument when it flipped over to year 2000. Those people need to go, you know, find an abacus or something and learn how to count.
Please respond with that, Jen. Just write, please find an abacus.
Yeah, find that. So, do you think people even know what an abacus is these days?
We'll find out if I tweet that back. We'll see if he goes, what?
Facebook.com/DJV show for those of you who would like to. Yeah, and put it on Twitter at Jennifer Horn and at Doug Steffen at C. Schillen. And Facebook, as I said, facebook.com/DJV show. The folks at MyPillow, now that Christmas is over, I guess one of the things, I've moved into a new house here on the Santa Monica-Venice line, and I'm finding some of the things in the place that I like and some of the things that I don't like. Don't much like the pillows. Don't much like the pillows at all. So for whether you believe it or not, Jennifer, in my storage unit over at the public storage, there were a bunch of my pillows. So I actually went over there yesterday, and you talk about a ghost town. My God, going down Washington Boulevard and all the businesses, that not a thing going into the public storage. It was almost spooky going into the building.
Well, yeah, you don't think that people were spending Christmas at public storage? You were surprised?
No,
you should have come up to the public storage of my neighborhood.
Very busy. Anyway, so I got my pillows out of storage, and I brought them over here so that I can enjoy the comfort, the pillow, just the feel. You're used to a particular feel. It's like the mattress, all the things that are on your bed. And by the way, all of those things, as we approach the end of the year, fabulous savings, the usual things that perhaps you haven't thought about. Maybe you were busy buying things that you felt. People don't do as much utilitarian stuff at Christmas time as I would think that they would, or maybe they could. My pillow is so practical. The pillows and all the things that come, with I guess the exception of the mattress, pretty hard to stick that in your washing machine. But I stuck a couple of pillows in the washer and put them in the dryer last night, and they'll be nice and fresh this morning, and that's the way you can handle. If you've replaced your pillows with substandard pillows, now's the time to get the right stuff, all right? MyPillow.com, code DJV, save up to 66%. MyPillow.com.
Hi. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
We at a party we don't wanna be at. Trying to talk, but we can't hear ourselves.
By the way, if you would like to share some of the pictures from your celebration of the holidays, feel free. Just send them. You can post them on Facebook if you want. Facebook.com/DJV Show. I kind of like to see and share some of the things from some of our neighbors around the country. Speaking of neighbors, this gentleman comes, this is the first time I ever referred to him as a gentleman, isn't it? Comes from Canada.
Our he's neighbor, growing on you.
Yes, well, no, he's not, but listen.
Yeah, he is.
He is, okay. The Biebs, as they call him, right? Justin Bieber has announced he's going to release a new single called Yummy. That'll be next week. And then he will embark on a lengthy North American tour to support a new album. It's coming out in May. It's not titled yet. It's unclear when the record will actually come out. But Bieber also announced that he's going to star in a docuseries which will premiere on the 31st, which is, a week from Tuesday. Excuse me for a minute.
I wonder what the docuseries will be about. Maybe it'll be about his wife. I don't know.
Is she pregnant yet?
I don't think so, but am I the only one? He's, supposedly getting his life together, and I haven't heard any bad stories about him recently, which is good, but he looks like a drug addict. He, bleached his hair. He bleached his hair blonde. He looks very thin, so I don't know. He's not looking that awesome.
He announced his plans in a short video.
Why is it so hard for celebrities to eat?
Yeah.
What is the deal with that?
Living
I don't
a
know.
Normal life.
I don't
Why?
Have any
Just
trouble
you're
with
a celebrity?
It.
You don't have trouble with it?
With eating, no.
Or as a celebrity.
I do great at that.
I wish they would breathe on me. It's come on already.
Uh-huh.
I have the same question.
He made his plans known in this video, and he talks in the video about Yummy, shared some snippets of the new music. Is that what we're listening to? No, we're not listening to Yummy here, are we?
No, they haven't released it yet.
Oh, okay. I thought it was coming down. So it'll be sometime before the end of the year, though.
Yeah, on January 3rd. So I don't know what the point of that date is, but in another week and a half, it'll be out.
As humans, he said, we are imperfect. My past, my mistakes, all the things that I've been through, I believe I'm right where I'm supposed to be, and God has me right where he wants me to be. I feel like this is different than the previous albums because of where I am in my life. He'll kick off the North American tour in May in Seattle. Wraps up in September in East Rutherford, New Jersey. taking information available on his website, Bieber's website. What is that? Worm.com, is that the website?
Oh, he's trying hard to get it together.
Yeah, okay. Yummy
he
follows
could still
his,
be tinkling in mop buckets, so, I yeah, mean, at least yeah. he's just, at least he's trying.
His last album was Purpose in 2015.
Huh. He's kept active since that.
LP collaborating with Ed Sheeran. By the way, speaking of Ed Sheeran, apparently he's taking a breather, Kara, from music.
Yeah, but
why is that?
Because he's been on tour for the last, like, 3 years, and he released 2 albums in the last couple years, and he got married in January, and so I think he probably just wants to take some time off to travel and be with his wife and, yeah. I don't know, do some other stuff. This he did the same thing between the last 2 albums where he took a bunch of time off, wasn't on social media at all, and just traveled all over the world. So, I don't know. I think it's kind of a healthy outlook. I feel like that's why so many singers and celebrities kind of go downhill, because they're always in L.A. and always in the news and always at it, and they don't have any time to be normal people. So,
yeah. Well. In addition to that, Spotify announced that Sheeran topped the 2010's most streaming song rankings, that is, the songs of the decade, with Shape of You, which racked up over 2.3 billion streams. Good Lord, how much do they get paid per stream? They get paid by the stream?
I don't know how the streaming licensing thing works at all, but...
Yeah.
They make a lot. I mean, that's what the big deal is now, that a lot of these artists have had to negotiate for themselves to get a larger chunk. And a lot of the older artists have been able to do that. It's the ones that get signed really young that kind of get jacked around a little bit.
Kara, is it 27 or 28 past the hour?
It's 28 past the hour now.
Well, how about that?
Now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body. I'm in love with your body. I'm in love with your body.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are 3 straightforward steps. Step 1, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step 2, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step 3, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the 3 steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only 1 Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A moderate Republican in the U.S. Senate says she's found Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's comments on impeaching President Trump disturbing. McConnell has said that he's acting in total coordination with the White House to set up a trial to determine if President Trump should be removed from office. Lisa Murkowski says,
I heard what Leader McConnell had said. I happen to think that that has further confused the process.
Murkowski is saying she's willing to take criticism from her party for being impartial during an impeachment hearing. Israel retaliates. Rockets were fired into Israel earlier today, and now, hours later, Israel has launched a series of strikes against Hamas in Gaza. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Four after the hour here on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here. Day after Christmas. Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy New Year. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington, fresh from several days of enjoying family time, fun time, the whole idea of what happens this time of year in terms of families and friends is great. If you're the owner of a small business, hopefully your business was great. If you've had a good year, it'll be tough for you to go bankrupt.
That'll be, not, here's to next year.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I saw, you know, those clickbait things that it says that Amazon will go bankrupt. And I thought to myself, how in the world? But then reading between the lines, that's what you always have to do when you see headlines. Don't believe the headline. The headline is on there. It was in the old days to get you to buy the newspaper. Now with the radio and television, it's to get you to listen or watch or to click in this circumstance. He said, Jeff Bezos was talking to investors last week, and he said that one day I predict Amazon will fail. This is an interview that he gave. He said the company, he says, one of the problems is that I've been dumping stock. And imagine he sold stock this past year worth $3 billion. and he's, what is it? He gave half of it to his wife, right? Didn't he have to do, give half
yeah,
of it when he
got
divorced to his
yeah.
wife?
Something yeah. about him having a girlfriend that made that happen.
Right. Mm-hmm. It made that happen, yeah. So she's now the wealthiest woman in America because of that, and he's still one of the wealthiest guys. Anyway.
That has to take the sting out of it, doesn't it?
I wouldn't do what?
You don't have to listen to him snore anymore, and you have half of his money.
Right, exactly. Anyway, so Bezos says he's reinvesting in his company, but he's also he's investing in some of these fast emerging technologies. But Amazon is everywhere, and that's the kind of thing. When you realize this year how much different it was when your presents were delivered by an Amazon truck. And as I was traveling across the country driving on all the superhighways, I can't tell you how many trucks, trailer trucks, with the Prime insignia on it I saw going in both directions. And I don't remember ever seeing any of that before, right? Wasn't that this year? This was the first year of all of that. And yet UPS and FedEx and all these delivery systems are talking about a banner year. There are so many people that listen to this program in smaller communities that have their own businesses. Excuse me, and even if you live in a larger place, the business world is pretty, well, the economy is healthy. And I'm not sure that translates into businesses being healthy. Some businesses are better off, and some of the big businesses are getting bigger. I am taken back as I go across the country and buy petroleum products, mostly gasoline, sometimes a little oil here and there. The prices, as varied as they were, up in Massachusetts when I started, the price was $2.40-something a gallon. And going down, the price kept going down as I went south and west till I found gas in Texas for $2.04 a gallon each or out in Victoria. I mean, the Jennifer. That's what I was thinking as I looked at the price of gas and I'm thinking about what we pay here in California for gas. And then the variation even here. Yesterday I bought gas for $3.37 a gallon, and yet you can see it on other corners, depending on the company, for $4.40 a gallon. And what I don't think the public realizes, and this is something that became even more evident as I was looking, going through Texas, you go by all these refineries. And I slowed down because one of them was near a city so I could go slower. And this is just me, you know, me and my geeky interest in things, looking at the trucks that were there loading up. And there was every single brand. Well, now the brands don't truck their own anyway. They have it trucked by independent truckers. And so the point here is that every single gallon of gasoline that you buy at a mobile station, you buy at a Sunoco station, you buy at a QT station, you buy at a 76 station, you buy at a Chevron station, all comes out of the same refinery. It's all the same gasoline. What you're buying is their marketing and the things that are in those damn junk stores that they have that accompany all the major brands now. All of them have those, what do they call them, convenience stores. And that's where there's huge amounts of profits. The New England region has been dotted with two stores in the last 25 or 30 years. One of them is Dunkin' Donuts, and the other one is Cumberland Farms. And Cumberland Farms just sold it. It was owned by a family, and they sold out to a company in, I think, England or France. They got $1 million per location, and some of them are in these little dinky towns called Cumberland Farms. They got $1 million a location. And it's because not because of the fact that they're selling as much gasoline, because it's kind of like the movie theater. They don't make that much money selling tickets, and they don't make that much money selling gasoline. Where they make their money is what you buy in those stores.
Welcome to the popcorn.
Yeah, right. $6, by the way, I paid yesterday for a small popcorn.
And
in the Landmark Theater
on soda that they charge $10 for.
Crazy. Speaking of business, Boeing in the news again because of some disturbing documents that were presented to the feds. This on the heels of the fellow running Boeing getting fired. Was that Monday or Tuesday? I mean, I don't know why it's taking them so long. The company's falling apart. And here's one of the reasons for it. I'm honestly, I don't understand where the Boeing board is on this, how they let this guy
stay there as long as they did. New batch of internal documents related to the 737 MAX paint a pretty disturbing picture about what they had in mind and what they didn't have in mind about safety. The documents were sent over.
Stupid?
What?
I'm sorry. Not to interrupt you. But you know what's so dumb about this whole tragedy? It is a tragedy because a great American company is going to be just thrown away because, I mean, it's probably not. They'll save themselves. But you know what I'm saying. All of this is a public relations. But all of this is a public relations faux pas. The first rule, and I was a major of public relations in high school. First rule is when you make a mistake, you cop to the mistake and you move on. What they did is they pushed it away for so long instead of just saying, yes, here's what it is, here's what we're going to do to fix it. They just blew it. And all of this trouble is because they didn't take responsibility for a problem that they had in their planes. They tried to get away with it. They tried to, and these are people's lives.
It's all about money and the bottom line. And you can't always be focused on the bottom line. You've seen that over and over and over again with companies. The bosses are paid on what the stock value is. And Boeing's stock value into the tank because of this business with the 737 MAX. It would not surprise me that these planes never flew. The 400 that are on the ground that have not been delivered since the shutdown last year, the number of them that are sitting in the desert. Driving through Tucson the other day, there's what they call the Pennal, P-E-N-A-L, air base. And there are hundreds of planes parked in the desert out there, all sizes and shapes. But there's a whole section set off for the 737 MAX. And I'm thinking that those planes are, this is a picnic for Airbus because now they can sell a lot more of their single aisle A320 and 321s. But it doesn't. Well, the 737's been around. You know how long it takes to develop a new plane? And that's one of the reasons that they tried to keep modifying the 737 because it's so expensive, $8-10 billion to develop a new plane, and it takes a long time. So they're not in the marketplace competitively. And that, again, Bill Boeing, who is the founder, probably rolling around in his grave, Boeing says that they acknowledge the latest developments and the documents could prove damaging. Now, this is from the 737 MAX chief test pilot. He described the problems in the development of the flight control system and said this is not going to work. These records point to a pretty disturbing picture of the concerns expressed by the people that worked at Boeing and their heretofore commitment to safety and that sort of thing. They have a storied past in this country, and whether it's a military or commercial airplanes and the rocket ships and stuff, but they just, and you just can't imagine how is that people get to be this egotistical that they lose sight of something like this. It's really it's I suppose to be a lesson in business schools for years to come, but wow. Meanwhile, there's a Frontier story, but Frontier Airlines is floating around, Jennifer.
Yeah, this story is also making a lot of strange news. Apparently, two passengers claim that Frontier Airlines ignored their request for help after they were sexually assaulted. There were two female plane passengers that allege in a federal lawsuit they were sexually assaulted in separate incidents back in 2018 on Frontier Airlines flights, and that airline personnel failed to report the incidents to police. They also failed to help them gather evidence. The suit was filed in Colorado this week, and it relates the two women's accounts of different unrelated sexual assaults aboard Frontier flights originating in Denver. Each woman says she was assaulted by a male passenger during a flight, one in October, the other in November. The accused assailants' names are not listed in the suit, but both women reported the respective incidents to a flight attendant. And the flight attendants, who are also not named, did not report the incidents to anyone else. They didn't call police. They didn't call for law enforcement to meet the plane when they arrived, and they did not cooperate or assist the complaints with getting evidence or the identities of assailants for possible witnesses. The lawsuit is asking for class action status and accuses Frontier of failing to have and or follow policies and procedures to prevent, report, and respond to sexual assault of its passengers on its flight. Now, they haven't commented at Frontier Airlines yet on the specific case, but they did acknowledge that the case is there and looming. FBI investigations apparently into this kind of thing, sexual assaults, increased by 66% from 2014 to 2017. The FBI said it opened 63 investigations into sexual assault on an aircraft. I can't imagine. That must mean what? Inappropriate touching or groping? I mean, what can
happen
up in the air?
You can't help but the other side of it.
Or when you're sleeping. Yeah, and when you're sleeping, maybe some creeper is who knows what.
Yeah, right. Food for thought. Boy, that's the airlines again with the seats and all that other stuff.
It just doesn't make sense, though. If you are a flight attendant, and if you're a flight attendant who says, my number one job is the safety of our passengers, and someone comes and reports something like this, how do you just sit on it? It's really strange.
You don't. It's just more mindless talk. The captain gets on the speaker and says, our most important, the job of the flight attendants is to make sure you're safe. You know, that's
right.
A bunch of baloney. It is. Boxing Day is today. Yes, today, December the 26th, takes place the day after Christmas, primarily observed over in the UK. It all started there, as well as in countries that were once part of the British Empire. Back in 17th century Great Britain, boxes holding a present or a gratuity were given to tradesmen and workers in the various service industries for their previous year's work. This went back to an even earlier tradition where servants would wait on and serve their masters on Christmas Day and would visit and celebrate with their families on the day after Christmas. Masters would sometimes give them a box with leftover food. Isn't that gracious? Or maybe even a bonus or some kind of a gift. The boxes were put outside of churches, too, to collect money on St. Stephen's Day, which is held the day after Christmas. The events in the song, Good King Wenceslas went down, taking a place in town. Well, I don't think that's that.
Just like that.
Anyway, the song recounts the story of Good King Wenceslas, who was actually a Bohemian king. Was around the 10th century.
One of my people, by the way. Big deal in the Czech Republic. Yep.
Right, exactly. Boxing Day has been a bank holiday in England and Wales and Northern Ireland and Canada since 1871. I wonder how that's going to be affected by Brexit. It's also celebrated in Australia, New Zealand, Trinidad and Tobago, also Nigeria. Wow, what an interesting list of countries.
Also
in Ireland and in parts of Spain, it's known as St. Stephen's Day, celebrated as second Christmas Day in some European countries like your homeland, Poland.
It's not Poland.
Hungary.
My home. I have two homelands. The Czech Republic and Ireland. Get it right.
Yeah. All right. I got it right. I think I got it right. All right, so let's see what we got on television tonight, Jen.
My cat's sitting on my listings. Excuse me. Pardon me. There we go.
Get out of the way, cat. Sling TV has raised prices.
It's a home studio. It's a problem.
That's right. Exactly.
All right, tonight.
Who watches Sling TV? Anybody?
I do not.
Okay.
Sorry.
They're raising their prices. Okay. Then.
Yeah.
I was wanting everybody to know. All right, what do we have?
Some people use it. All right, tonight, Christmas in the books now. Look ahead to the new year. It's a Happy New Year, Charlie Brown. The special airs tonight on ABC. We're just moving right through it. The Interrogator is new tonight. A homicide detective goes into Houston's police department. That's on Investigation Discovery tonight at 10. Doctor Who tonight on BBC America at 9. And here's what it looks like on the networks. As we mentioned, Charlie Brown, 8 o'clock on ABC, followed by a new episode of The Great American Baking Show, Holiday Edition. That's at 9 o'clock. And The Moody's, if you missed it the first time, check it out on Fox tonight at 9 o'clock.
10 before the hour.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now. and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Get into Tech Talk. Tech Talk time now is 53 past the hour because Victoria is out today. The honors go to me. Unless, Jennifer, you'd like to wrestle me for the discussion. Actually, there are two
stories. How about if I just help you?
Stories. Yeah, well, I think there's...
Although I'm fairly certain I could wrestle you down.
You probably could.
All right,
anyway.
Like
Sling TV, I was talking about a few minutes ago, raising the price of both of its subscription packages. One of them is Sling Orange. One of them is Sling Blue. Now, I don't watch Sling. What's on Sling TV?
Well, I think it's a delivery system, isn't it? Correct me
Hulu?
If I'm wrong here, but Sling Box, right? Sling Box.
Oh, I've heard of those. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I think it's kind of the same. It's on par with Hulu and some of the other streaming services.
They don't own networks. You have to pay programmers for their channels. That's the whole thing that you went through. How many years ago, because the company that you and your dad run here in Los Angeles, CRN Talk, Digital Talk, is a provider on television, sir, amongst other things, but you do sort of what amounts to streaming on television, right?
Right.
Isn't that? And you had to pay, fees to be on these various, channels, and that model kind of all fell apart.
Well, actually, they used to pay us for.
Oh, they paid you. Okay, all right.
But,
yeah, all right.
Yeah, but yeah. Now because you're getting into everybody's push, and I actually think there's going to be a boomerang, and I think it might go back to the way things were. But now there's been a push from consumers to do everything a la carte. So
yeah.
We only want Disney. We only want HBO. We don't want anything else. We don't want to have to pay for ESPN, which is really expensive if all we want is Disney and HBO. So now that everybody's pushed for a la carte and everybody's getting all these things Disney Plus and other things.
$200 a month.
All of a sudden you realize, wait a second, maybe I should have just stopped complaining and taken the free ESPN while I got my HBO. Not that it was free, but you were paying for it as part of a package.
Yeah.
And so I think there's going to be a switch back. At least that's my guess. But who knows? Technology.
Another reason.
Always changes.
Well, if you look at AT&T now costs $65 a month. Hulu is $54.99. YouTube is $49.99. Sling is $45. And the others are, you know, anywhere from $20 to $70-$80 a month for these services. And you're going to, you know, sooner or later think to yourself, wait a minute, what was so bad about commercial TV with commercial? They have to pay for that stuff. And that's, I think that they're shooting themselves in the foot. But that's the way it is, because there's a lot of greed involved, and short-term gains seem to be more of a focus than, you know, long-term whatevers. Have we got a geek out? I don't know whether I have a geek out here or not, Kara.
I don't know. It's I don't know what the intro is. Just, you know, keep doing TikTok. Keep doing the other story.
All right. Well, as long as we're talking about streaming, cord cutters streaming PBS stations online on YouTube TV these days. Missing link for cord cutters clicked into place now. The arrival of many PBS affiliates on YouTube TV. Viewers who are trying to get away from some of the high-priced cable and satellite bundles can get all their local stations in a streaming video service. There are 100 PBS affiliates, 330 all around the country. 100 of them are available now on YouTube's $50 a month cable alternative, available on the web and in apps and most streaming media players. We hooked up Spectrum here, Jennifer, and the guy told me that I couldn't get Amazon on this because there's no app for it. I can get Netflix, but I can't get Amazon.
Well, that's so weird.
I don't understand that at all.
Hmm.
A lot of the delay in getting PBS onto a streaming service was the difficulty of negotiating online streaming rights for shows that make up the PBS affiliates' schedules. We all know about the things that are on there, things for children like Sesame Street still on, that sort of stuff. On YouTube TV, PBS would be exactly the same thing as on cable right now, and that includes the pledge drives, which I find to be the most damning, annoying. The good TV, they go on and on and on and on and on to get you. I think it's very counterproductive. When it comes on, if I'm watching a TV show on PBS and the Begathon goes on, click, next. Obviously, it works for them, but it doesn't work with me. I think it's annoying. I think you can make the message clear in a lot shorter time. Okay, you want to get like a good 60-second commercial on the radio or on television, 30-second commercials, and get the message across. Otherwise, if they weren't successful, they wouldn't be used. And I think the PBS has got something to learn from the folks at ABC, CBS, Fox, NBC, the CW, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, PBS on YouTube TV, will that make a difference in you watching it, Jennifer, one way or another?
No, it will not.
PBS.
No.
Oh, you don't watch PBS stuff that much?
Not much.
No.
Yeah, I feel like PBS and YouTube have slightly different audiences, so I'm not sure if that's going to work.
All right, 59 past the hour on the DJV show.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.